Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Wiser Living listeners. Let's start this off by going to wiserliving.com. Please go to Wiser Living, W-E-I-S-E-R, living.com. And on that initial page, you'll see on the right-hand side where you can get a consultation. There's a pop-up. After a few seconds, there's a pop-up that will present itself on the screen. And you can put your name and email address there. You can click on the Wiser Living TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can also get access to our archive radio programs at Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all of the articles, programs, services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, products, and all those other things. You just need to go to the site and check it out. So do take a look at it at your earliest convenience. So check us out and sign up. It's free. It's free, free, free. So go to wiserliving.com. If you want to sign up there. You also can subscribe at Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving. And you can also connect with us at Google Plus, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Okay, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to just tune into this broadcast today. I know your time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 28 minutes, I want to add to your wellness experience, and we have a lot of information to cover today, and I hope I can make it a pleasant journey through the intestinal tract. But what if you turned onto your favorite news channel, and you heard this on your cell phone or your tablet, and you heard newsflash: leaky gut syndrome is a rapidly growing condition that millions of people are struggling with, and they don't even know it. Or, newsflash, according to research, leaky gut could be the cause of your food allergies, low energy, joint pain, thyroid disease, autoimmune conditions, and slow metabolism. Or, newsflash, heavy exercise causes gut symptoms, and in extreme cases, heat stroke that's partially due to increased intestinal permeability of luminal toxins, luminal, whatever that is, or a leaky gut. Or, newsflash, heavy training athletes and runners in particular, often suffer from leaky gut syndrome, a condition in which bowel health becomes damaged due to increased permeability or leakiness of the gut lining. This is a new study, which was actually published in the American Journal of Physiology. They have found a viable solution for this. But what if your primary care doctor hasn't read that article? Newsflash, if you go to Wikipedia, you'll find data saying that leaky gut syndrome is a hypothetical, medically unrecognized condition. Wikipedia says that leaky gut syndrome is not a recognized medical diagnosis, that the claimed symptoms are generic or general, and there's no medical validated test. Newsflash, if you go to WebMD, which a lot of people go to, it's like a Bible to them. Leaky gut, what is it? Well, they say that leaky gut syndrome is said to have symptoms including bloating, gas, cramps, food sensitivities, and aches and pains. But it's something of a medical mystery. From an MD standpoint, it's a very gray area. Leaky gut syndrome isn't a diagnosis taught in medical school. That's the reason. Nutrition isn't either. Instead, leaky gut really means you've got a diagnosis that still needs to be made. You hope that your doctor is good enough, you know, Sherlock Holmes-wise, but sometimes it's very hard to make a diagnosis. We don't know a lot, they say. We know it exists. So they know it exists, but they don't know a lot about it, so they're not really diagnosing it because they're not taking the time to learn about it. Okay, enough of the news flashes. As you can see, if you are seeing doctors that take that stance, you'll probably be prescribed a regimen of medication that will make your condition worse. Why? Because it's an unsolved mystery to them, and they're not listening to you. I think some of you missed that. You want to write this down. It is an unsolved mystery to them, and they're not listening to you. But there are doctors, many medical doctors, that say that there is a thing called leaky gut syndrome, and they have talked about it. They have educated themselves about it, and they have written books on it. So I want you to write this down. Find a pen, a pencil, a crayon, magic marker, or whatever you can find to write on, and write on a piece of paper. Put this on your refrigerator. Write it on your bathroom mirror, or stick the paper on your bathroom mirror. This statement is profound. This statement will save you many hours of grief and heartache down the road. Are you ready? Here's the statement. So goes the intestinal tract, so go you. Let me repeat that. So goes the intestinal tract, so go you. Tract, T-R-A-C-T. One more time. So goes the intestinal tract, so goes you. You see, millions of people are struggling with leaky gut syndrome, and they don't even know it. You might think that this syndrome only affects your digestive system, but in reality, it can have its hand in a long list of other health conditions like food allergy, joint pain, thyroid disease, slow metabolism, weight gain, foggy brain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What exactly is leaky gut syndrome? What is it? Well, it's a condition that occurs due to gaps in the membrane lining of your intestinal wall. Our digestive system is lined by a very specialized cell called enterocytes. Those are little science things. Just think enterocytes, little eaters. Scrubbing bubbles. Those little eaters that you see on commercials, these cells are highly absorptive, and they are more abundant in the small intestine than they are in the large intestine. So they're in both places. That means they absorb stuff like a sponge. These absorptive enterocytes are responsible for absorbing nutrients from the intestinal lumen or lumen and transporting it to the capillaries in your body, which means if you have pathogens or bad guys, these enterocytes will absorb and transport them into the bloodstream as well. So goes your intestinal tract. So goes you. And that includes your brain. These little cells, these enterocytes, they only live for 2 to 3 days. Yep, they're not here long. They do their job and they're gone. They come here on day one. They're here for 2 to 3 days, and they die and are replaced by new healthy enterocytes. The cell regeneration process in your gut is a very active process. You know, to heal and seal your damaged gut lining, two things must occur. First, your gut needs building blocks made out of proteins, certain fats, vitamins, enzymes, and other active molecules. And secondly, your gut needs this entire process to be handled by some key all-star players called good bacteria. It needs these beneficial bacteria in your digestive system. In other words, you need a healthy gut flora. You need to eliminate the bad pathogenic bacteria and replace them with beneficial flora. And you need to provide all of the building blocks for the gut lining so it can bring on board those good baby enterocytes that only live for 2 to 3 days before they're replaced. Now, if you have a lot of stress, then your gut will always be starved for blood, and the lining of the gut will be adversely affected. Leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability is very common. A lot of people have it. It is the cause of many of our autoimmune illnesses like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, allergies, asthma, food sensitivities, chemical sensitivities, arthritic conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome, multiple sclerosis, Addison's disease. By the way, Addison's is a disorder in which the adrenal glands don't produce enough hormones like estrogen, progesterone, steroids, cortisol, which cortisol helps to regulate metabolism and helps you to manage stress, adrenaline, norepinephrine, and dopamine. Then there's aldosterone, which helps control blood pressure, and thyroiditis. So if your gut isn't healthy, you could have all these issues. So when your gut becomes inflamed, it will be very porous, much more porous than it should be, and it will basically allow large food proteins, bacteria, fungi, heavy metals, and other toxic substances to enter into your bloodstream. They don't belong there. They should be blocked in your gut. This is the basis of leaky gut syndrome. Now, once you get these inflammatory degenerative substances into your bloodstream, you're going to have problems. And guess what? Your immune system needs to work overtime now because your immune system has to deal with it. It will eventually become overwhelmed if this leaky gut problem isn't repaired. Remember earlier I talked about those enterocytes that live 2 to 3 days and are replaced? This means that every cell that this intestinal lining is composed of is digested or sloughed off, and a new one grows to take its place, much like when you have women have a menstrual period. All of this activity means that the gut, your gut, uses more blood when it's resting than any other organ, but on the other hand, it is also the first to lose its blood supply when in a fight or flight situation, stress situation, which is what stress is. If you have a lot of stress, then your gut will always be starved for blood, and the lining of your gut will be impaired because it needs the blood. That's life. When the gut is inflamed, it does not absorb nutrients and food properly. It doesn't make unnecessary vitamins in the gut lining. And so fatigue and bloating can occur. And as I mentioned before, when large food particles are absorbed, there is this creation of food allergies and new symptoms with target organs such as arthritis or fibromyalgia. When the gut is inflamed, the carrier proteins are damaged. So nutrient deficiencies can occur because it doesn't have the engine to carry it into the bloodstream. So you have these symptoms or nutrient deficiency symptoms like magnesium deficiency-induced muscle spasm or copper deficiency-induced high cholesterol. When the detoxification pathways that line the gut are compromised, chemical sensitivities can arise. Also, the leakage of toxins will overburden the liver so that the body is less able to handle everyday chemicals. When the gut lining is inflamed, the protective coating, or what they call immunoglobulin A, or IgA for short, is adversely affected, and the body is not able to ward off protozoa, bacteria, viruses, and yeast like candida. When the intestinal lining is inflamed, bacteria and yeast are able to move from one place to another. This means that they're able to pass from the gut lumen or the gut cavity into the bloodstream and set up infection anywhere else in your body. That's nice. Now can you see how it's so difficult to diagnose if your doctor's not listening to you? The worst symptom is the formation of antibodies. Sometimes these leak across and look similar to antigens on your own tissues. And basically an antigen is any substance that causes your immune system to produce antibodies against it. So when they leak across and then the antibodies to attack it, it also attacks your tissue. Tissues make organs. This may be how autoimmune diseases start, like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, thyroiditis, and many others that represent this ever-growing category of these so-called incurable diseases. So if you're still wondering if you have a leaky gut, here's a recap of the signs. Number one, digestive issues like gas, bloating, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome. Number two, seasonal allergies or asthma. Number three, hormonal imbalances like PMS and PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. Number four, a diagnosis of chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. Number five, mood and mind issues like depression, anxiety, even ADD and ADHD. Number six, a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, lupus, psoriasis, or celiac disease. Number seven, skin issues like acne, rosacea, or eczema. Number eight, a diagnosis of a candida overgrowth. Number nine, food allergies or food intolerances. So you will want to stay away from, because you're going to get medication normally for this, or you try to diagnose yourself and you go to over and get an over-the-counter med for it. So you will want to stay away from antidepressants, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications or NSAIDs, painkillers like Aleve and Advil, because many scientific studies conducted over the past 20 years, remember I said before, if you go to Wikipedia, they say it's like it's not real, but there's been studies conducted in the past 20 years that show a correlation between non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use and leaky gut syndrome. And according to the National Institutes of Health, all the conventional NSAIDs studied were equally associated with small intestinal inflammation apart from two, that would be aspirin and nabumetone, which is basically pain and arthritis medication, which seems to, for some reason, spare the small intestine. Another study concluded NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are shown to disrupt the integrity of the intestine, and long-term treatment leads to inflammation of the small intestine. So you may be getting a med that could actually cause a problem. So a poor diet, GMO foods, processed foods, chronic stress, toxic overload, and bacteria imbalances can cause a leaky gut. So if you look in your refrigerator right now, put it on speaker and go look in your refrigerator and take a look in your pantry or even in your bathroom, there are things that you have already bought and are utilizing or eating that can cause you to have a leaky gut. The most common components of food that can damage your intestinal lining are the proteins found in unsprouted grains, sugar, GMOs, and conventional dairy. Let me say that again. The most common components of food that can damage your intestinal lining are proteins found in unsprouted grains, because we eat a lot of grain, a lot of bread. Matter of fact, you go get a pizza, that dough is going to can cause a problem. So unsprouted grain, sugar, we get too much sugar. It's almost like we put sugar in everything. And if it's processed, if you go in the store and it's sitting on the shelf, look at the ingredients. Nine times out of ten, you're going to find some type of sugar either listed once or multiple times. Genetically modified organisms and conventional dairy. So let's heal the gut. Let's heal the gut. Let's heal this leaky gut. Let me give you a handful. Number one, remove foods and factors that damage the gut. Number two, replace it with healing foods. So you want to remove the bad foods and replace it with good foods. Number three, repair with specific supplements. Repair with specific supplements. And number four, rebalance with probiotics. So you want to remove foods that damage the gut, replace it with healing foods, repair with specific supplements, and rebalance with probiotics. A lot of times people call me or email me or they get the information to me, they have a question about how do you repair something like this? How do you get rid of it? And then, you know, the people, especially I see this a lot on Facebook, where people say, well, I did this and I took this and this got this helped and that helped, and you get confused. So call someone who are getting contact with someone who has the ability to ascertain what you have and what to do about it. Remember, the top foods to remove that cause leaky gut are sugar, grains, conventional meat, that's CAFO meat, basically non-organic grass-fed meat, conventional dairy, and GMO foods. What's interesting about GMO foods, they're still saying they don't know if it's good or bad or whatever it's going to be, well, maybe like another 20 years before they actually come up with if it's good or bad. But 70 to 80% of processed foods are GMO. 70 to 80%, closer to 80%. And the top toxic exposures to eliminate is tap water, which means be difficult and when you're taking a shower or a bath. Pesticides, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, as I have already mentioned, and antibiotics. If you have inflammatory bowel disease or if you have leaky gut syndrome, one of the first things you get prescribed is antibiotics. But don't do it on your own. Don't start eliminating, you know, things that if you were prescribed something. Don't do it on your own. Consult with the doctor that prescribed these medications to you first. Don't get yourself in trouble. So now here are some healing foods. Some healing foods. Number one is bone broth. You can't go in the store and buy it because most of the time it's not going to be the right one. Bone broth actually contains collagen and the amino acids proline and glycine that can help heal your damaged cell walls and those enterocytes we talked about earlier. So bone broth. Number two would be raw cultured dairy, because raw cultured dairy contains both probiotics and short-chain fatty acids that can help heal the gut. Pastured kefir or kefir. Pastured, P-A-S-T-U-R-E-D. Yogurt from grass-fed cows. Cultured milk from grass-fed cows. Butter from grass-fed cows. And raw cheese. Raw cultured dairy. And number three, fermented vegetables. You know, they contain organic acids that balance the intestinal pH and probiotics to support the gut. And when I say fermented, I'm talking about fermented sauerkraut that you should actually make yourself. Kimchi, fermented beets, as well as the juice. As a matter of fact, you can drink the juice of all of these. Maybe not kimchi. It depends on how you make it. If it's hot, then you probably don't want to drink it. You can definitely eat it. Coconut products. All coconut products are especially good for you, especially good for your gut, because the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut are easier to digest than other fats. So they work really well for leaking guts. Also, coconut kefir contains probiotics that support your digestive system. If you go to YouTube and type in Dr. Budweiser olive oil and lemon juice cleanse, it will basically, that video will help you get started to healing your gut lining. I mean, we at Wiser Living also have a 28-day detox program that will get your intestinal tract functioning at peak efficiency. So you want to go to wiserliving.com and check that out. And number five, sprouted seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds that have been sprouted. They've got to be sprouted. These are all fantastic sources of fiber that can help support the growth of beneficial bacteria. But if you have severe leaky gut, you may need to start out getting your fiber from steamed vegetables and fruits. And a lot of times what we do here at Wiser Living, we actually clean your gut out and then repopulate it so you can access the nutrients that you're going to be taking, whether they're in food form or supplemental form. You will basically get that the true absorption that you need, because once again, you need to replace those the enterocytes that are dying in 2 to 3 days, and so they don't all die and are born at the same time. So every 24 hours, you get new cells. Also, consuming foods that have omega-3 fats are beneficial, and there are also anti-inflammatory foods like grass-fed beef, lamb, and wild-caught fish like salmon. So let's go over a few supplements that it's a long list, but I'm just going to give you a short list. If you want to know more, just visit us at wiserliving.com. Number one would be gastrointestinal probiotics like a GI Pro, a Pro Balance are probably one of the most important supplements to take because it helps replenish good bacteria and crowd out the bad bacteria. And you should be getting your probiotics both from food and specifically fermenting would be the easiest way, and supplement form. You need both. You must re-inoculate your gut with beneficial bacteria on a daily basis. Not every other day, every day. Number two, gastrointestinal enzymes. And I can show that the GI enzyme. Gastrointestinal enzymes, one or two capsules at the beginning of each meal ensures, it ensures that foods are fully digested, decreasing the chance that partially digested food particles and proteins will be damaging your gut wall. So that's very important. Number three would be a plus. Basically, there's a product called Plus that has L-glutamine, because the L-glutamine is really important. Basically, L-glutamine is critical for any program designed to heal a leaky gut. It is an essential amino acid that is anti-inflammatory, and it's necessary for the growth and repair of your intestinal lining. L-glutamine benefits include acting as a protector by coating your cell walls and acting as a repellent to irritants. Number four, licorice root. Licorice root is what they call an adaptogenic herb that helps balance cortisol levels coming from your adrenal glands and improves acid production in the stomach, breaking down the proteins, right? This herb is especially beneficial if someone's leaky gut is being caused by emotional stress. How many of you have emotional stress? Number five, quercetin. It has quercetin has also been shown to improve gut barrier function by sealing the gut because it supports the creation of tight junction proteins to stop the leaks. And it also stabilizes mast cells and reduces the release of histamine, which is common in food intolerances. And there's some new studies that have also shown its effectiveness in healing ulcerative colitis. So if you call or email us at wiserliving.com, we can give you a protocol to help you get rid of leaky gut syndrome for good. So you got to go to wiserliving, W-E-I-S-E-R, living.com and contact us. And so remember, remove the bad, so that toxic food, replace the good, basically enzymes, re-inoculate with gastrointestinal probiotics, pair with nutrients necessary to help the gut repair itself. Remember I said, so go the intestinal tract, so go you. So as I close here, go to wiserliving.com, check us out there, sign up. It's free. Just go ahead and sign up, put your email address so we can connect with you. Subscribe at Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving. And you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. And as I close, remember this. Let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser. And we'll see you next time.